Post-traumatic stress disorder not only affects armed forces, fire departments, and police, it can afflict search and rescue members too, says Wounded Warrior BC's co-founder. The running tour, which raises money for mental health supports for professionals who are exposed to trauma, through Wounded Warriors Canada, stopped in Nanaimo Friday, February 28. Dan Baden, runner and co-founder, is both a member of the Royal Canadian Air Force and a search and rescue organization and says both can suffer from PTSD. Sometimes there's a plane crash, there could be family members, and you come in and there's a spouse who is deceased, and the spouse beside them is still alive, or a little baby, and then you go home to your own kids. How do you deal with that and be normal for the next day? We're not wired for that, so seeking help needs to be normalized, Baden told the news bulletin. Baden helped found the BC Run 12 years ago. Back in 2011-12, troops were returning from Afghanistan and there were reports of self-harm and suicide from them and first responders as well. There needed to be dialogue and we weren't going to drink or pray our way through this. The armed forces and first responder communities have quantum change over the past decade with programs like, hey, boss, I need a week off, and there's administrative mechanisms like, hey, go and take your week and check in with us after. That's not questioned anymore. I remember what it used to be like, and I see what it's like now, and things have changed, he said. However, there is still room for improvement, and Baden envisions a time when mental health supports will be as normal as going to a doctor for tendonitis. 2025 spells a return for Baden after a running hiatus, and he says things are as good as can be. He wasn't able to train in January because of a 100-day cough, but is getting back up to speed. In the evening, I'm measuring my heart rate over sleep and all that stuff, and I am recovering and don't feel too bad for an old guy with 70K on his legs, quipped Baden. The fundraising target is $250,000. Jacqueline Zwang, Wounded Warrior BC Run director, said $25,000 was raised at the Nanaimo event and the group is confident the goal will be met. On the morning of Saturday, March 1, the tour embarked for Shawnigan Lake, with stops in Ladysmith, Chemainus, and Duncan. The tour ends Sunday, March 2 in Victoria. For more information, go to https://woundedwarriorrunbc.ca/.